హల్లెలూయా,
హల్లెలూయా.
యు కెన్ స్మైల్.
నవ్వొచ్చు మేడం.
గాడ్ ఇస్ గుడ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్.
దేవుడు ఎల్లవేళలా మంచివాడు.
He never changes.
ఆయన మార్పు లేని వాడు.
Doesn't matter what we go through.
మనం ఎలాంటి స్థితిలో వెళ్ళినప్పటికీ కూడా పర్వాలేదు.
God is always good.
దేవుడు ఎల్లప్పుడూ కూడా మంచివాడు.
Amen.
Amen.
It's your anniversary.
ఇది మీ యొక్క వార్షికోత్సవం.
7 years.
ఇది 7 సంవత్సరాలు పూర్తి చేసుకొని.
But it is not us, it is he who brought us through.
అది మనం కాదు గాని ఆయనే ఆయన కార్యాలు చేస్తూ వచ్చినటువంటి దేవుడు గాని.
It is his goodness.
ఆయన మంచితనమయ్య.
His faithfulness.
ఆయన విశ్వాస నమ్మదగిన వాడు గాని.
His mercy.
ఆయన కృప కనికరం.
That we celebrate.
మనం అందును బట్టి మనం ఉత్సవించగలుగుతున్నాం.
We read the book of Acts.
మరి అపొస్తల కార్యాలను మనం చూడవచ్చు.
But it is not the book of Acts of the apostles.
మరి అపొస్తల కార్యాల గురించి అక్కడ కాదు గాని.
It is the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles.
మరి పరిశుద్ధాత్మ యొక్క కార్యము మరి అపొస్తల ద్వారా మనం జరగబడినట్టుగా మనం చూస్తాం.
So it is not our 7 years.
మన 7 సంవత్సరాల యొక్క మన సామర్థ్యత కాదు గాని.
It is his 7 years in us and through us.
ఆయన మరి 7 సంవత్సరాల సంపూర్తి కలగ చేయడానికి ఆయన మన ద్వారా కార్యాలు చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
Even when we were unfaithful,
మనము అపనమ్మకస్తులమైనప్పటికి కూడా,
he was still faithful.
ఆయన ఎంతగానో నమ్మదగిన వాడుగా ఉంటున్నాడు.
So this evening,
ఈ యొక్క మరి సాయంకాల సమయంలో,
for a few seconds we'll turn our eyes to the Lord.
మరి కొన్ని నిమిషాలు కొన్ని క్షణాలు ప్రభు వైపు మనం చూద్దాం.
And we will invite him.
తద్వారా మనం ఆయన ఆహ్వానించుదాం.
To come and speak to us.
మనతో మాట్లాడమని ప్రభుని ఆహ్వానించుదాం.
Because he alone have the words of life.
ఎందుకంటే ఆయన జీవము కలిగినటువంటి మాటలు కలిగిన వాడుగా ఉంటున్నాడు.
Nobody else.
ఎవరికి లేదండి.
Christ alone.
మరి క్రీస్తు మాత్రమే
has the words of life.
మరి జీవము కలిగినటువంటి మాటలు కలిగిన వాడుగా ఉంటున్నాడు.
Come Lord Jesus.
ప్రభువా యేసయ్య రండి తండ్రి.
Come Lord Jesus.
రండి ప్రభువా యేసయ్య.
Speak to us once again.
మాతో మరొకసారి మాట్లాడండి ప్రభువా.
Speak to us.
మాతో మాట్లాడండి ప్రభువా.
There is power in your voice.
అయ్యా నీ యొక్క మరి స్వరములో శక్తి ఉంది.
There is authority in your word.
నీ యొక్క మాటలో అధికారం ఉన్నది.
There is healing and deliverance in your word.
అయ్యా నీ యొక్క వాక్యములో స్వస్థత విడుదల ఉన్నది.
So even tonight,
ఈ యొక్క రాత్రి కాలశోలో,
we have come.
మేము వచ్చాము తండ్రి.
To celebrate you.
అయ్యా నిన్ను మరి ఉత్సహించి జరుపుకోవడానికి.
To celebrate your goodness.
నీ యొక్క మంచితనాన్ని జరుపుకోవడానికి.
To celebrate your faithfulness.
నీ యొక్క నమ్మకత్వాన్ని మేము జరుపుకోవడానికి.
To celebrate your power and your authority.
నీ యొక్క శక్తిని నీ ఆధిపత్యాన్ని మేము జరుపుకోవడానికి తండ్రి.
Come Lord Jesus.
అయ్యా మీరు రమ్మని ఆహ్వానిస్తున్నాము.
Speak to us.
మాతో మీరు మాట్లాడండి.
From the youngest to the oldest.
నైనా ప్రభువా యవనస్తుల నుంచి మరి వృద్ధుల
వరకు. Speak to us.
మాతో మాట్లాడండి.
Touch our ears.
మా యొక్క చెవులను తాకండి.
That we may hear your voice.
తద్వారా మేము లేఖన
Behind the voice of man, we might hear the voice of the living God.
ఇదిగో ప్రభువా నాయన మనుషుని స్వరము వెనకాల పరిశుద్ధాత్మ దేవుని యొక్క జీవముగా మాటలు
ఉంటున్నాయి. That we might understand.
తద్వారా మేము అర్థం చేసుకోగలుగుతాం.
Touch our hearts.
మా హృదయాలను తాకండి తండ్రి.
That we might believe.
మేము నమ్మడానికి సహాయం చేయండి.
Above all.
అన్నిటికంటే.
We surrender.
మీకు సమర్పించుకుంటున్నాము.
Our will.
మా యొక్క చిత్తం.
To your will.
మీ యొక్క చిత్తానికి.
That we may obey.
తద్వారా మీకు మేము లోబడి ఉండటకు.
Because you said.
ఎందుకంటే మీరు చెప్పారు.
If you are willing and obedient.
నీవు నమ్మి ఆయనకు లోబడినట్లయితే.
You shall eat the best of the land.
ఆయన భూమి యొక్క మంచి పదార్థములను భుజింపనిస్తాడు.
That this 8th year will be greater than all the years that have gone by.
మరి ఇదివరకు పోయినటువంటి సంవత్సరముల కంటే ఈ యొక్క వచ్చే 8వ సంవత్సరం గొప్ప అద్భుతమైన కార్యాలను దేవుడు చేయగలుగుతాడు.
New beginnings.
నూతనమైన ఆరంభం.
New power.
నూతనమైన శక్తి.
New authority.
నూతనమైన ఆధిపత్యం.
New strength.
నూతనమైన బలం.
It's your God who makes all things.
ఆయనే దేవుడు మీకు ఆయన అలగరించబోతున్నాడు.
Speak Father.
తండ్రి మీరు మాతో మాట్లాడండి.
For in Jesus name we pray.
యేసు నామమున ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాము తండ్రి.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll turn to the gospel according to Mark chapter 4.
మార్కు సువార్త 4వ అధ్యాయంలోకి మనం వెళదాం.
And we'll read from verse 35 to 41.
మరి 35 నుంచి 41వ వచనం వరకు మనం చదువుకుందాం.
మార్కు chapter 4 verse 35 to 41.
మార్కు సువార్త 4వ అధ్యాయము 35వ వచనం నుంచి 41వ వచనం వరకు మనం చదువుకుందాం. చదవగలిగిన వారు మైక్ దగ్గర పెట్టుకొని తప్పులు లేకుండా చదువు.
Yes, somebody could read it in Telugu.
Chaturma.
అప్పుడు పెద్ద తుఫాను లేగి ఆయన ఉన్న దోణి మీద ఆ అలలో కొట్టినందున దోణి నిండిపోయింది. ఆయన దోణి అమరున తలగడ మీద తల వాచుకొని నిద్రించుకుని వారాయనను లేపి కోరుకుడా మేము నశించిపోతున్నాము నీకు చింత లేదా అని ఆయనతో అనేది. అందుకు ఆయన లేచి గాలిని గర్జించి నిశ్శబ్దమై ఊరుకుందమని సముద్రంతో చెప్పగా గాలి అణిగి శక్తి నిమ్మలమై అప్పుడు ఆయన మీరెందుకో భయపడుతున్నారు మీరింకను నమ్మలేక ఉన్నారా అని వారితో చెప్పారు. వారు మిక్కిలి భయపడి ఆయన ఎవరో గాలియు సముద్రము ఈయనకు లోబడుతున్నవని ఒకరితో ఒకరు చెప్పుకున్నది.
ఆమేన్. 35-41 7 verses. Because you completed 7 years. But that just was an accident. That day, when evening came, it's evening.
ఇది కూడా మరి సాయంకాలం కదా.
అండ్ జీసస్ సే
మరి యేసు ప్రభు అన్నాడు,
లెట్ us go to the other side.
మరికొక్క మరి తరికి వెళ్దామని అన్నాడు.
2000 years are almost over.
మరి 2000 సంవత్సరాలు మరి ముగించబడ్డాయి.
It's almost evening.
మరి ఇప్పుడు సాయంకాలం కూడా.
The purpose he came.
ఆయన వచ్చినటువంటి ఉద్దేశం ఏమైనది?
Is to take us to the other side.
ఇంకొక అద్దరికి తీసుకెళ్ళడానికి వచ్చాడు.
This is not the real world.
ఇదండి ఇది శాశ్వతమైనటువంటి నిజమైనటువంటి మరి లోకము కాదు.
This is not the real life.
ఇది నిజమైనటువంటి జీవితం కాదు.
It's the other side.
ఇంకొక అద్దరికి తీసుకెళ్ళాలని ఆశపడుతున్నాడు.
We are all on the journey to the other side.
ఆ అద్దరికి వెళ్ళడానికి దేవుడు మనం ప్రయాణం చేస్తున్నాం.
But on the other side.
There are two destinations.
One where there is God. And one where there is no presence of God. One which is called heaven. And the other which is called hell. And there is only one who can take us to the other side. There is no one else. And scripture says, that day, when evening came, Jesus said, let us go to the other side. The day Jesus came into our lives, some of you Jesus yet hasn't come in. Hasn't yet come in. Because when I look into your eyes, I know Jesus hasn't come into your life yet. Because if Jesus is in your life, when there is worship, when there is word, your eyes, your behavior is completely different. But maybe tonight is the night Jesus will come into your life. But the day he comes in, he's starting us on a journey to the other side. On the way, there will be storms. There will be troubles. There will be trials. There will be sorrows. But when we reach the other side, scripture says, the Father himself will wipe away every tear. Every sorrow. There will be no storms. But here, Jesus says, come, let's go to the other side. You must remember, the journey does not begin with me, it begins with him. I did not choose him. He chose me. We did not choose him. He chose us. Faith begins with God. It does not begin with us. That's why it says in Hebrews 12 verse 2, Jesus, the author of our faith. He's the author. How does it begin? Scripture says, faith comes from hearing. Hearing from the word of Christ. Faith does not come from reading. It comes from hearing. You hear God speak to you. You may be reading. You may read your word. You may read a transcript. You may read a pamphlet. But in that you will hear God speak to you. And that's where it begins. You hear. I hear. Through the voice of man. You hear the still voice of God. And when you hear. When you believe. That journey begins. The journey doesn't begin with the disciples. They did not say, come Lord Jesus, let us go. It begins with him. He says, come, let us go. Faith begins with hearing. The last time I was here, I told you the most important thing in life is the ability to hear. The day you hear God's voice, your life changes. It changes forever. The direction of your life changes. It changes completely. Scripture says, when Abraham was in the Ur of the Chaldeans, God spoke to him. He heard. He believed. He obeyed. Life was never the same again. And because he heard, because he believed, because he obeyed, the history of the world was never the same again. Because every one of us sitting here today are called, who believe, are called the sons and daughters of Abraham. That's why it's so important that we hear. And Jesus says, come. We have to hear. Jesus will always say, in the Bible, there are 8 invitations of Jesus Christ. We shall not look at that tonight. But some other day. We have to hear. If we don't hear, we'll be wandering. We will be wandering. Jesus said, come, let us go. And everything changed. Direction changed. Jesus will say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And when you hear, when you believe, everything changes. Priorities changes. Direction changes. Purpose changes. That's what Jesus said. The kingdom of God. That is what is real. We are all on the journey to the kingdom of God. It is in us. And it is coming. And we will become part of that kingdom one day. That's what Jesus told his disciples. Go preach the kingdom. And when Abraham left, the writer of Hebrews will say, he left looking for a city that had no foundations. When Moses left Egypt, the writer of Hebrews says, he left Egypt looking for one who was invisible. These were all great men. They heard. And they left. And they were going to the other side. And scripture says, Jesus' first invitation. Come. Let us go. Verse 36 says, leaving the crowd, the multitude behind. That's the first choice we'll have to make. Many of our struggles. If you want to go with Jesus, you have to leave the crowd. You have to leave the crowd. You can't be with the crowd and go with Jesus. Everywhere the problem is the crowd. And we like being part of the crowd. And if we are part of the crowd, we cannot go ahead with Jesus. Everybody who encountered Jesus and walked with Jesus left the crowd. The crowd is the stumbling block. We want to be part of the crowd. We want to belong to the crowd. But the crowd is not interested in the call. The call is to the disciples. The call is never to the crowd. The call is to the disciples. There was a woman with issue of 12 years of issue of blood. She just wanted to touch Jesus. The hem of his robe. But what stood in her way was the crowd. When Jesus went into Jericho, there was one man who wanted a glimpse of Jesus. But what stopped him was the crowd. So he climbed on the tree above the crowd. And Jesus saw him only outside the city. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting. He heard Jesus was passing by. And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the crowd was the problem. And Jesus, the crowd said, "Shut up." Jesus said, "Come." He left the crowd. And he went to Jesus. Every one of us know exactly what crowd is holding us back. The crowd. In the multitude that stops us. Jesus said, "Separate from that crowd." In this 8 year you separate and detach from the crowd, you will have new beginnings. New anointing. And a new purpose in your life. Don't get stuck with the crowd. Joel will say in the book of Joel, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of indecision on the day of the Lord." In Joel 3:40, multitudes are in the valley. Crowds are in the valley. They still haven't made the decision. Because the day of judgment is here. And they still haven't heard the call of Jesus. So first we have to make a choice. Scripture says, leaving the crowd behind. They left the crowd behind. And how is it written over there? They took Jesus. They took Jesus. It is not enough to leave the crowd. Take Jesus with you. Every day. Don't travel a day without taking Jesus. Let us go. They left. No, that's not what is written. They took Jesus. Every day you get is a gift. When this day broke, when your eyes open, the first thing you say is this: "Lord, thank you for life. New day. Go with me, Lord. I don't want to go alone. I want to take you along, Lord. Come with me, Lord." They did not go alone. They took Jesus. Because there are storms on the way. And only Jesus can take us across. Many people have gone without taking Jesus alone. That should be our first prayer in the morning. But I don't know what lies ahead. Come with me. Go with me. Go before me. The disciples took Jesus. You know, in the book of Acts, there is a situation. You don't have to turn there. I'll just tell you the story. Paul is a prisoner. He is being taken to Rome. They are in a ship. He told them, don't go now. This is not a good season. But they didn't listen to him. He's a prisoner. And they're going in the sea. Storms come. Winds blow. The ship is lost. 14 days they are adrift in the ocean. 276 people in the ship. Everybody has lost hope. They think they are going to die. Except one man. That is Paul. On the 15th day, he calls the people and says, brethren, don't lose hope. We will not die. Because the angel of my God stood by me and told me, you have to reach Caesar. Therefore, I have given everybody's life into your hands. Nobody will die in the ship. You know why? One man took Jesus along. You know why the disciples didn't die that night? Because they took Jesus along. It's not our problems. Often we fail in our problems because we don't take Jesus along. Take him along every day. Even mothers. I can tell you real stories about mothers with little children in the morning. Lord, go with me today. I need you. Towards afternoon, the mother and the baby is cooking in the kitchen. And they feel the Holy Spirit saying, get out of the kitchen. And they take the child and get out of the kitchen. A few minutes later, the pressure cooker explodes. The whole thing is on the roof. But nothing happened to the mother. Nothing happened to the baby. Because the mother took Jesus along. For your smallest thing to your biggest thing, there is only one who can handle it. Storms will come. Fires will come. Trouble will come. Trials will come. But if you take him along, he has promised, you will not be drowned. You will not be worried. First thing they did, took him along. You have to take him along. You have to invite him. He doesn't push into anybody's life. Scripture says he stands at the door and he knocks. I have to open. I have to invite. And I have to say, come Lord Jesus, take lordship of my life today. Each day, every day, I challenge you. Try it. Try it. Try it. Yes. seeing the power of God. In situations you cannot even believe. In countries where this was not allowed to be preached. I see in the power of taking Jesus along. One place. I am in seat number one. And that place is controlled by the army, not by the police. And there is money in my suitcase. Suddenly the vehicle is stopped. The soldiers with guns come in. And they said, everybody get down. Leave your bags open. And I say, Lord,
Prabha,
let them not see. Let them not see. You could make blind eyes see. You can make seeing eyes blind.
Check
every bag in the bus. My bag is the first one when you enter. They didn't see my bag. Got it?
Check.
And then another time. I have to enter into a place. Another country. There are border guards. The soldiers who guard the border. I don't have the paper to go in. But I'm going to a secret church. And the local people are taking me. I am completely different. I don't look like them at all. And I'm sitting in the front seat of the car. And soldiers are there at the border. And I hear Jesus say, I made blind eyes see. I can make seeing eyes blind. Open your mouth and speak. I open my mouth and speak. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You will not see me. You will not see me. The car went. They looked like this. And they said, go. They didn't check anything. If you take along Jesus, whether you are a mother in the kitchen, or you are a pastor in a difficult place, He is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Take him along. That's what is written first. They separated from the crowd. The crowd only wants miracles. The crowd only wants food. They don't want to take him along. Are you part of the crowd? Are you a disciple? Or are you a disciple? If you're a disciple, don't go alone. Don't go alone. Take him along. When Jesus rose, 40 days, he appeared to his disciples. Paul will say in the book of Corinthians, he appeared to 500 plus disciples. To all of them he said the same thing. Wait in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit will come. My Spirit will come. When He comes, you will receive power. But the Bible says, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, only 120 were there. Because 380 went without taking Him along. Take Him along.
Yes,
and see the power of the risen Christ in your life. They separated from the crowd. And they took him along. And you read verse 36 clearly. It is written, they took him as he was. They took him as he was.
ఆయన క్రీస్తు పేరు.
డోంట్ చేంజ్ జీసస్.
మరి యేసు ప్రభువు వారిని మార్చకూడదు.
టేక్ హిమ్ యాస్ హి ఇస్.
ఏ విధంగా ఉన్నాడో ఆ విధంగానే తీసుకెళ్ళాలి.
ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ దిస్.
సమస్య ఈ విధంగా ఉంది.
వి రిసీవ్ జీసస్.
యేసు ప్రభువు వారిని తీసుకెళ్ళాలి.
దెన్ వి ఆర్ బిజీ ట్రైయింగ్ టు చేంజ్ జీసస్.
మరి యేసు ప్రభువు వారిని మార్చేయడానికి తీవ్రతలో ఉంటాము.
సో హి షుడ్ చేంజ్ మీ.
ఆయన నన్ను మార్చాలి.
ఐ డోంట్ చేంజ్ హిమ్.
నేను ఆయనను మార్చకూడదు.
టేక్ హిమ్ యాస్ హి ఇస్. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is the only one who does not change. He brought them out of Egypt. He brought them into the desert. He shot the power of his mighty hand. And then Moses went up the mount. As soon as Moses went up the mountain, the people changed God who he was. They told Aaron, make a golden calf for us. Where is this fellow Moses? And Aaron made a golden calf. But he didn't call it a golden calf. He called it by the name of the God of Israel. He put up the golden calf. And he said, oh Israel, this is the Elohim who brought you out of Egypt. That is why they were destroyed in the desert. Because they did not take him as he was. That's happening till today. We receive Jesus and we are busy changing him. Nobody can change God. He tells Israel, I am the Lord thy God who changes not. And we have to take him as he is. And say, Lord, change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. It's not easy. To know the real living God. I keep on changing. Only those who want change, he will reveal himself. In the book of Romans, Paul will say, in 11:22, consider the goodness and the severity of God. Both. God is good. You see, we all say in English, God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Now please read
11:22.
God's goodness. God is good. All the time. Do we say God is severe all the time? That is both sides of God. God is good. God is severe. Good towards who continue walking with him. Severe towards those who fall. Listen, please read 22 fully. Continue in his goodness. If you fall, God says he's severe. If you don't come back, so take Jesus as he is. You know why the church is not serious today about Jesus? Because we have not taken him as he is. Do you know if you go to China? Secret churches are like this. No chair, nothing. All on the floor. Do you know how they read the Bible? They will never sit and read their Bible. You know their Bibles? They are soaked with tears. Every day they die for the gospel.
You know why? Because they took Jesus as he is. You need to come with me to places that the Bible cannot be preached. And you will see the power of the people who received him as he is. Scripture says they took him as he is. Paul will say in 4-5 verses, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 4 verses later, constrained by the love of God. Terror of God and the love of God. We should know both. That is who God is. The love of God and the fear of God. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That is not the love of God. Not the love of God. The fear of God, that is the beginning. Take God as he is. They took him as he is. Everybody has to come the same way. There's no other way. Only one way. The way of the cross. Jesus said, I am the way. There is no other way. The king or the beggar. The rich or the poor. The wise or the foolish. Only one way. The way of the cross. Everyone has to humble themselves. They have to take him as he is. You cannot change Jesus. If you change Jesus, then he's not the Jesus of the gospel. He's the one who is able to save us to the uttermost. If we come to him, and if we take him, and if we take him along, and scripture says that, just as he was in the boat, and that word says there were also other boats with him. There were other boats. And I don't take him. There are others waiting who will take him. God will always have a witness. We are not the only boats. They took him. But the Bible warns us. There were many other boats. You see in the gospel according to John, if you have to turn there, I'll just give you the reference, you know it. In chapter 3, great man of Israel, the ruler, the teacher, Nicodemus, came in the night to meet Jesus. You know why? Because he didn't want to take him as he was. When people think of me, if I go to see him during daytime, he was not willing to take Jesus as he was. Therefore the Bible says he came in the night, went in the night. But in the next chapter, Jesus goes to a poor woman. A big man came in the day, in the night, went out in the night, no answer. But Jesus the next day, the height of afternoon, when it is the brightest, comes to meet a poor woman by the well side, talks to her, she receives him as he is. You are living with the sixth one.
He
said, you are a prophet. Now in the bright sunlight, she is running to proclaim. One came in the night, went in the night. One came in the day, and ran in the night, light proclaiming him. You know why? Because she received him as he is. Receive him as he is. Take him into your ship. Get him into your boat. There are many boats in the sea. And then scripture says, a furious storm came. Big storm. This is real scripture. Where is Jesus? In the boat. Just because Jesus is in your life, don't think there will be no trouble. No, actually because Jesus is in your life, you will have more trouble. Jesus is in the boat. And there is a great storm. So much water came in. The boat was about to sink. We will face many storms in life. I have faced many storms in my life. You know why I survived? From death so many times. Only because of God. Scripture says, when you go through trials and testings of various kinds, consider it pure joy. Because it is the testing of your faith. Your faith and my faith has to be tested. Unless storms come, unless trouble comes, you and I will never know whether our faith is real. And the most important thing each one of us has in life, it's your faith. Because we are saved by grace through faith. And if your faith is not real, minute you die, you end up in the wrong place. Two men, Jesus said. One inside, one outside. One in the house, rich man, lot of food, lot of comfort, outside, poor man, no food, no clothes, head to toe ill, company of dogs. One day, both died. Rich man went to hell. Lazarus went to paradise. One day, Lazarus is sitting outside. When the rich man goes, he will say, Aya Nilu. One day, both die. Now the rich man is saying, Aya Nilu. Faith is not real. Your faith is not real. You will only know when you die where you end. That is why scripture says, our faith more precious than gold. More precious than gold. That is why we need storms. That's why we need trials. That's why we need testings. Then we will know whether my faith in Jesus is real or not. That day the storm came. Jesus woke up. Jesus stilled the storm. Let me tell you one thing. There is this crowd. On the ground, on the land. Then there are the other boats. Other boats in the sea. And then there is the boat in which Jesus is. be still.
Hey,
the storm stopped
everywhere.
It stopped there. It stopped here. It stopped there. But only he knew why the storm stopped. Because he took Jesus alone. Many of the blessings which we experience is because somebody took Jesus along. I didn't earn that blessing. You didn't earn that blessing. Somebody else took Jesus along. The children of Israel were crying. Their Pharaoh's army is behind us. With the iron chariots. But one man had taken Jesus. And his name was Moses. And he lifted up the rod. And the ocean opened up. And everybody crossed. But one man took Jesus. You can be that one person. You can be that person who says, every day, Lord, come into my life. Go with me, Lord. Go before me, Lord. All experience the blessing. You know your pastor is here. I don't know his story. But one day he asked Jesus to come along. And because he asked, you're all sitting here. Under one
roof.
That should be all our stories. That is what happened that day. One person was in the boat. And that was Jesus. Where is Jesus? Where is your faith? Do you believe he is with you? Do you believe he is with you? Now read verse 38. It's interesting. Verse 38. Where was he? Where was he? He was sleeping. But that was not the important thing. That is important. But he was sleeping at the back of the boat. Is that what is written in Telugu? He is at the back of the boat. He's not in the front. Where is Jesus in your life? Is he in the front? Is he the one who's driving? Or he's at the back? Are you walking by faith? Are you walking by sight? Is faith in the front? Sight at the back? Or sight in the front? Faith at the back? If you invite Jesus, you take Jesus, and you don't put him in the front, faith will go to sleep. Faith will go to sleep. Jesus was not in the front. Jesus was at the back. It's not enough to invite Jesus. It's not enough, Lord, come along. You also have to say, Lord, lead. Go before me, Lord. I don't know this place. I don't know this way. I don't know the days ahead. Your word says, you have seen my end from the beginning. Go before me. Today is Saturday. Today is Saturday. Next Saturday. I'm in another place. 3,000 miles away. Speaking to an entirely different people. From three different countries. I already say, Lord, go before me. I don't know them. You know them. I don't know what to say to them. Only you know what to say to them. My words have no power. But the words you put in my mouth has power. That is true for me. It's true for everybody. Don't put him at the back.
Put him in the front of your life. Tell him, Lord Jesus, take control. Student sitting over here. Take him with you in the front every day. And say, Lord, lead me. That's how Samuel was led. As a child. Till his last day. That's how Daniel was led. He was a young boy like this. And he was taken as a captive. Brought to Babylon. But the first thing he makes is put God first. There is all kinds of food. But I will not defile myself. Lord Jesus, I put you first. Go before me. All the days of his life, he had favor with God. 12 chapters in the book of Daniel. Beginning with Nebuchadnezzar and Jehoiakim. King after king after king come and go. But in every chapter there is Daniel. Because Daniel knew only one king. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And always he put him forward. And put him first. Put him in the front. And Jesus never went to sleep in his life. Don't let faith go to sleep. We are called to walk by faith. We are called to live by faith. 3 times in the new covenant Jesus says, my righteous shall live by faith. And scripture says, my righteous, who lives, walks by faith. If he draws back, I will not be pleased with him. Walking by faith means putting Jesus in the front, not at the back. You know why Jesus went to sleep? Because they did not put him in the front. As soon as he got in, they should have told, Lord Jesus, we are all fishermen. We know how to row. They are used to the sea. But you take control. You sit here in the front. Don't go to the back. Doesn't matter how much experience I have in ministry. Every day is a new day. My experience is irrelevant. Today, this hour, that's what I told him. I need you, Lord. In the front, and not at the back. There's not a day we can do anything without him. That's why he said in Gospel John 15, you can do nothing without me. And they put him at the back. Jesus went to sleep. Jesus in our life. Last week I asked another church, when was the last time you heard Jesus speak to you? When is the last time you heard? Is he asleep? We have a living God. He speaks every day. Did he speak to you today? Is he asleep? Is he asleep? See, he does not speak to strong men. He speaks to weak men. He does not speak to strong men. He speaks to weak men. How do you know you are weak? Check your prayer life, you will know whether you are weak. Weak people pray. Strong people don't pray. When storm comes, they are busy rowing. Busy throwing the water out. They won't pray. When did they pray? When the boat was about to sink. Then they go wake him up. Lord, don't you care? What a question. Let me ask you this question. Is he your first call? Or is he your last resort? You know why we get into so much trouble? We don't begin with him. When things are impossible, then we say, "Aya, why don't you care?" He doesn't care. Look at the cross. Doesn't he care? You know what they are saying? They woke him up. They woke him up. And they are saying, "Don't you care?" But when did they wake him up? When it was about to sin. We are like those disciples. When the marriage is about to break. And the petition is going to the divorce court. Then he will say, "Oh, help me." When the child is there smoking, you know, smoking. What? Smoking what? Not cigarette, the other thing. When you reach that point, you will say, "Ayo, help my son." When the baby was in your womb, you did not cry out for the son. You didn't begin with him. When it was deep trouble, you cried out. You are not like Rebecca. We are not like Rebecca. There is movement in the womb. Lord, what is happening? There are two nations in your womb. The elder will serve the womb. Two babies come out together. Only seconds difference. Second one comes holding the first one. The mother knows. This is the one chosen by you. Read your Bible carefully. Scripture says, from that day she kept Jacob to herself. Because she knew this is the one chosen by God from the beginning. That's what Hannah said. You touch my womb. You give me a son. He'll be set apart for you from birth. For her, Samuel was not the last. It was the beginning. For the disciples, it's when the boat was about to sink. Thank God we got a loving God. We have a kind God. We have a merciful God. Even in the last hour, when we cry, he hears. Look at Samson. Blind. No strength. Tied to the pillars. Grinding corn for the Philistines. Called and anointed to deliver Israel from the Philistines. But because he did not take Jesus along, he's blind. And he's serving the Philistines. And then he cries. He cries. Last moment. Aya.
Aya.
Once more, please.
Next question.
Once more. Give me your strength. And God answered. Because he's a merciful God. He's a kind God. He's a good God. Even when we cry at the last hour, he still answers. And he answered. And Samson got his strength
back.
And scripture says, in his end, he killed more Philistines than all the Philistines he killed when he was living. That is our God. Jesus arose. Jesus arose. You read your Bible very carefully. See what is written over there. He arose. Verse 39. Carefully. All those who have their Bible. Galini. He rebuked the
Galini.
The wind. And spoke to the
sea. He rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea. He did not rebuke the sea. He rebuked the wind. Understand that. Why is the sea rough? Because of the wind. In English we say this. Cause and effect. Why is the sea high? Because of the wind. So he rebuked the wind. Spoke to the sea. Jesus goes to Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law has fever. What did Jesus do? He rebuked the fever and spoke to Peter's mother-in-law. We don't do that. We will rebuke Peter's mother-in-law. What is causing your problem? Rebuke that. Don't rebuke the person. There are people, all of us, and there are powers of darkness operating over us. Rebuke the devil. Speak to the people. Men, speak to your wife and rebuke the devil. Don't rebuke your wife and speak to the devil. Are you getting it? Sisters, rebuke the devil. Speak respectfully to your husband. Learn from Jesus. We do the opposite. We rebuke our husbands. Says, don't do that. Go do that. That is the effect. The cause is something else. Jesus rebuked the wind. And he spoke to the sea. And he said, be still. It was still. And then scripture says, he rebuked them now. He's speaking to them now. Why are you afraid? Listen carefully. I'm coming to the end. Listen carefully. Why are you afraid? Don't you have any faith? Did you see what Jesus said? If you are afraid, faith will go. They can't live in the same house. If you are afraid, faith will go. If you have faith, fear will go. They won't go together. So he asked, why are you afraid? Are you afraid about tomorrow? About your children? About their future? If you are afraid, you won't be able to believe what God has said about them. Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? The devil's greatest weapon is fear. The gospel says, through the fear of death, the devil held captive every man. That was the first thing Jesus does. He died on the cross. But on the third day, evening, he goes to heaven and puts his blood on the Holy of Holies. But on the third day, in the morning, he overcame death first. Why? We are all afraid. That's why Jesus says, scripture says, graves were open. Dead people were walking. Why he is telling us, there is no need to be afraid anymore. Because everybody is afraid of death. Can you die bravely? Can you die bravely? Why is everybody afraid? One sickness comes. Call the gynecologist, cardiologist, radiologist, every ologist you call. Why?
Enduko?
If I am sick,
nenu anarogyamto unte,
I will die.
Chachipotha.
Why do parents say, wake up in the morning?
Hey, levra, levra.
Study, study, study.
Chadavara, chadavara.
Why?
Enduko?
If you don't study well,
but chadavakapothe,
you won't get good marks.
If
you don't get good marks, you won't get a good job. If you don't get a good job, you won't have money. If you don't have money, you won't have food. If you don't have food, you will die. See, everything is connected to death. That's why the first thing Jesus does is overcomes death. Jesus, do not fear. I have overcome death. That's why he's saying, why are you afraid? Don't you have any faith? Don't you have any faith? Why are you afraid? Faith and fear do not go together. Cannot go together. So we have to deal with our fears by keeping our eyes fixed on Christ Jesus. By hiding this word in our hearts. Joshua was a very fearful man. Over and over Jesus tells him, don't be afraid. Be courageous. Be bold. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Ask Joshua, how can you be not afraid? You know what Jesus told him? I will be with you. As I was with Moses. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always. You know why I am not afraid? You know why you should not be afraid? Not because we know so much. Not because we have strength. Not because we have money. Not because we have power. It's because we know Jesus is with us. That's the promise given. There are walled cities. Mighty men. Don't be afraid, Joshua. I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. People who know God are not afraid. Not because they are afraid. But because they know the great one is with them. Devils, everything is to cause fear. That's Goliath. 9 feet tall. Huge guy. Comes and challenges. The Bible says Israel was afraid. And they ran away. And on the 40th day comes a young boy from the wilderness. There he had encountered Jesus every day. And the 40th day, when he comes there, Goliath comes out. Who will fight me? This boy is not afraid. Because he knows God is with him. Therefore he looks at that man. And he says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Why did he say that? Because circumcision was a sign God is with you. So they were the people of the old covenant. How do we know God is with us? Because Jesus said in the new covenant, I will circumcise your heart with my spirit. There is no world inside. There is no flesh inside. And you are aware Christ is with you. Therefore you are not afraid. That's why I ask you. Why are you afraid? Don't you have any faith? Don't you know Jesus is with you? Don't you know He is with you? Don't you know His promise? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you till the very end. What he told Joshua. What he told Joshua. He has told everyone in the new covenant. He has told everyone. That is how we overcome fear. By keeping our eyes on Jesus. The author. And the perfecter of our faith. Not one day. Not 2 days. Every day of our life. Take him along. Scripture says, they were afraid.
That is a good fear. It's a good fear. That is the fear of God. Fear of the devil. Fear of the world. Fear of the future. That's a bad fear. There's a one good fear in the Bible. It's a good fear. That is fearing Christ. Fearing God. He says, why do you fear? Don't you have any faith? They feared greatly. Now their fear is in the right direction. What manner of God man is. He speaks to the wind.
He
speaks to the sea. And they obey. This evening I challenge you. If you want to know what manner of man he is, take him along. Listen to him. Take him along. Take him as he is. Get him into your life. Don't put him at the back. Put him in the front. Says, you drive my life. You lead my life. Lord, don't go to the back. Lord, don't go to sleep. And when the first sign of wind comes, not when your boat is full, when the first sign of wind comes, Lord, handle it. Lord, handle it. I can't handle this. You may have experience. You may have strength. Don't do it. Let him handle it. Let him tell you what to do. Because he is the ancient of days. He has seen the end from the beginning. Let him go ahead. Final words as I close. Joshua is standing outside. The gates of Jericho are closed. Huge walls. Mighty city. Nobody can go in. Nobody can come in. Then he sees the figure. With a sword in his hand. Are you for us? Are you against us? Jesus said, neither. We have to choose. He doesn't choose. I have to choose. Am I for you or I am against you? And Jesus says, yes, as the captain of the host, I have come. Listen carefully. This is what you will do. 7 days. 6 days. Once. 7th day. 7 times. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say it. When I tell you, shout. And you will see the walls come
down.
6 years are over. 7th year is over. You are in the 8th. And I pray. Every wall that is opposed to Christ, let it come down in your life. Every gate that is closed to the power of God, let it be broken before you. Because the 8th day is here. The 8th day is here. This is the year of power. This is the year of victory. But listen to him. Keep your mouth shut. Don't tell him what to do. Let him tell you what to do. And obey by faith. It may make no sense at all. Faith usually makes no sense. But obey him. See the power of God in you. From the youngest to the oldest, experience the power of the risen God in this 8th year. That's God's word for you tonight. Oh, taste and see.
That
is good. Oh, taste and see. God is good. God is powerful. God is almighty. Experience him every day. 8th year. Grow in that experience. So that we too have testimonies. Like the men and women of the Bible. Real, genuine experience of God. Shall we pray? Shall we stand up as
well?
Shall we pray? As I pray, just stay in your heart. The invitation is one-on-one. Jesus is telling you, come, let us go to the other side. 35 years ago, in a hostel room, at 11 in the night, I went on my knees and I said, Jesus, come into my life. 4 months later, in a youth camp, when the leader said, who wants to give his life for ministry? Again, 11 in the night, my hand went up. I was the only one who gave his life for ministry that night. Jesus took me. And I took Jesus into my life. And he called me into ministry. It's a one-on-one call. Today I say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I want to take you with me, Lord. Today, every day, I will not change you, Lord. You change me, Lord. You change me, Lord. I will not change you. Day to day, Lord. Change me. Confirm me to the image of your Son, Lord. Oh, Spirit of God. Change me, Lord. Let him be in the front of your life. Do not put him at the back. Put him in the front. Don't let faith go to sleep. Hide his word in your heart. And let you hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to you every day. And when storms come, allow God to speak through you. Rebuke the wind. And speak to the storm. And experience the power of the living God. Father, I come to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bring this church and your servant here and all the other servants who are here today. Every family that is here today. Every child that is here today. Oh Lord Jesus. Come into our lives. Come into our homes. Come as you are, O Lord. As you are, O Lord. You do not change. Change us, O Lord. From glory to glory. From image to image. As the image of the living God. Touch weak bodies. Strengthen them, Lord. Touch weak minds. Strengthen minds, Lord. Oh, I speak peace to every storm here. I rebuke the powers of darkness. The stealers of God's people's destiny. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I command every power of darkness to leave. And I speak every storm to be still. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Let your people experience your deliverance. Your glory. Your goodness. In this 8th year. Go before us. Make our crooked path straight. Make the rough road smooth. Fill every valley. Let every mountain be brought down. Let the Prince of Glory come. That everyone will have a testimony of Jesus in their life. Everyone will be a witness of the risen Lord. Thank you, Father. I bless your people in your name. May the blessings of the living God pursue them and overtake them as they hear your voice and obey your commands all the days of their life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. By faith, we lift up holy hands. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. And we confess with our lips. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, now I want to see the